Blog Talk Radio.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do it
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But you need time, cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Vent. And it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, what we doing. Making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music. Good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
Upload.
You know what? This is the second time I said this today. You're very combative, girl. Like, what is that?
all about. I see you, 317, X-Cloud in the building, 770. We're going to get into some music and show some love. And, of course, truth telling, your topic. If you had one wish in the world, what would you wish? Come on now.
Let me think about that, you know. I got to think about that one. I'll let you know.
Okay, whatever. It's your topic.
You got to think about it. I tell you, I was having technical difficulties on this end.
Okay. She probably wish she had five nannies like that Camille chick bitch and shit.
I need the nannies like the Octomom bitch.
she got a lot of nannies too. She broke though. I heard
she broke too. Which one? Okay. I gotta go. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'll be. Right. Tell her it's gonna be back. I gotta
be competitive
for fast.
It's cool. But definitely, shout out to the truth teller, you know what I mean? that's my girl. She had, you know what I mean, talking about what would you wish or whatever. I couldn't wish, you know what I mean? Like, I really like wishing is lazy, and I try not to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I say luck or something, or you know what I mean? Prepare for something, or work hard, or even pray for something. But as far as wishing, I don't really do it. You know what I mean? I really can't waste my time on it because I feel like you saying you wish for something to happen. It's like you waiting. You know what I mean? It's another way of saying you waiting. So I hate waiting. I got no fucking patience. So we want definitely understand that it's not about for me wishing or whatever. We also have my boy come back, the Mel. You with us, baby?
Oh,
Mel?
My Twitter is SquadDJCEO. You can catch me, The Millions, Esquire DJ with a Z. You know, catch my group, Esquire DJ East. You know what I'm saying? So all of y'all artists that feel like the DJ.
Like who?
On
Facebook. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Jamal. Go right in. Mike was muted for a second. When you said all y'all artists, something.
All the artists that feel like they're not getting exposure that they need outlets, you know what I mean? Go to Esquire DJ East. You know, we about to have tours going through Ohio, you know what I mean? And, you know, if you go out of town, your state, they respect you more, come back, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, you gotta put in that work. So Demel, if you had one wish, what would you wish?
What do I wish? I wish that, you know, that we can get rid of guns and violence.
Aww.
I like that one.
Shut up. I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't gonna say nothing. You said you like that one.
You know, if I had a gun in their eye, you would get off.
I got people that die from guns, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Mm-hmm. I understand, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Guns are bad, real, real bad. What the fuck else is bad is I can't find shit that I wanted to see. The switchboard is doing all types of strange stuff tonight. So before I get into this music, I'm going to take a couple more callers, and we're going to show some love. Okay.
Well, wait, check it out, girl. I got an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
We got an international call, girl, from Canada.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's going to be members of Green Dollar. You know what I mean, Mafia. We want to definitely show some love and open up the lines and say hello. Everybody, you know what I mean? Tonight's topic, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, you know what I mean, the guests, everybody listening in. Tommy Green, Shout out to Tommy Butter. Shout outs everywhere. You know what I mean? We want to have some fun. We want to hear some music, which is most important. And if you want to join in the chat room, you can check out Philly Shine Radio, longtalkradio.com, Philly Shine Radio. Keep it simple for you.
Tonight is going to happen.
We're going to have some fun. OH, like, it's cool, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell this. This is a public service announcement. So, internet show, we fucking cuss. I don't need to edit a track on the show. I don't need it. We all just going to play music straight up, like, straight fucking music all night long. So, I'm going to show love. I don't know about this private caller, so we're going to show love to 520-423. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Philly Shine. It's your boy Gutter, X-Squad West, DJs holding it down. What's the word? President Gutter Boys in the building. What's good? Hello? Hello? What's happening? You on the phone?
I think she might have accidentally muted her mic. Are you still there, Honest?
Honest. All right. That's what's up. We chilling on the show. Definitely. Shout out to everybody joining in. X-Squad in the building. Shout out to my nigga Rue Doobie in the building. Shout out to my boys just called in the show. Skilla shouting out Detroit. I want to introduce the man of the hour, you know what I mean, Tommy Butterhill, by playing some music to start off the show. These people are all in the building. I want to tell you all, we're going to definitely get a chance to get to you. We're going to talk to you. Definitely welcome to the show, Skilla. He's representing Detroit, Michigan. Hello?
Yep. Detroit in the building. Green Dollar representative. What's good?
That's what's up. Well, we chilling. We got a great topic for tonight. Great guest coming up. We want to shout out the 704 area code. Shout out the private caller checking in, you know what I'm saying? You know how that goes, too.
I want to add to your topic that, you know, I ain't really into the wishing stuff either. I agree with you on that. I'm a go-getter. I go out and get it. But, As far as, you know, if I could make a wish, you know, it would be for my mother to be alive to spend some of this money we getting over here at Green Dollar.
That
about it, you know. Roughland, Archive Roughland, you know, we got an album. You know, we doing big things over here in Detroit, Michigan, representing for my man Tommy Butter, a.k.a. Tommy Hill, a.k.a. the Boss, 34th Floor. That's what we doing, so. Let my mans get on the station, play that song, and let's rock it out.
Okay, it's going to do. That's what's up. We're going to definitely rock it out. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. Well, I need some of your music. I ain't seen nothing from Skilla.
You know, it's in there. I sent it to you. I got two tracks.
What's the name?
One called Iron Man and one called Don't Bother Me. It's from Roughland ENT Gmail.
We're going to check that out. I don't see it. I got R-E-D-O-N, produced by Robot.
No, that ain't me.
We got a lot of music from Tommy. Like I said, I'm going to show some love. Everybody chill with us, you know what I mean? Definitely shout out to everybody in the building showing love. I think I'm going to have to just play the song with the edited version. What the F? It's not in here. You don't see it, Truth Teller, do you? The T-H-8.
No, I told you everything I saw and you got mad at me.
I didn't get mad. I got mad. All right, it's cool. But like I said, talented artist. I've been a fan. And then, like, one thing about coming from Philly, and I know, Demel, you could probably attest, and a lot of other people from Philly can definitely relate. You get to be around so much talent, you know what I mean? And I feel like we all grew up listening to Ram Squad, Tommy Hill, and a lot of other artists from Philly, you know what I'm saying? A lot of great music, even from the soulful people like Patti LaBelle. So it's just something to look up to. And just to keep shit going, you know what I mean, in 2011, keep it moving and being new. That's what we all about, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing business. I got some music, too, for everybody to listen to. I got some music to share for my girl, Niche Buck, in the coming weeks, you know what I mean? My boy, Scorp the Boy, Money Motor Monster. But, like I said, the man of the hour, Tommy Butterhill. Shout out to Green Dollar Mafia. This is Money Murder Music.
So the feds, right?
Yeah.
Formed a team. All Marines. Operation Street Clean Collect. Four triple beams and a 500 drop. We want this kid Tommy popped in. Put him in a federal pen with his criminal friend. But my ties ain't gonna never die. See, I'ma always get money, nigga, always get high. I'ma always sell dope if it's coke on the streets. I said I'm starving, suck, and I have something to eat. And am I being arrested or just being invested? Am I just getting a rag, or is it about to get hectic? Should I call my crib, tell my daughter little pre-pre? She won't see her daddy again till she 23. Three. Could be, but it made a nigga see why. Siegel named this click state property.
State property.
Family I had turned their backs on me. They thinking I had a million years.
Well
I disagree.
Green.
I had $1 million. Saw her throw a party on the block with the mob cats. Growing up, Gotti went from gangsters heaven to cell block 7.
What up,
on the 7th block of Arch for my street smarts. Then I was in the feds with Cheesesteak, Raddick and James Blake, Saba, Kabani. They all rich niggas with money. It was Day-Day, Peter, Courtney, Big Caesar, Bubby and his whole family came in after me. So the feds try to put me in some shit, but I ain't.
I don't hang with them
on the streets, you couldn't paint that picture with paint. I don't roll with them guys, nigga. I roll with the mob, and they already had Joey cased up to break us up. My baby mama left on a kid when I was federal.
My heart bleeds.
The same nigga that put 30,000 in a bezel.
My heart bleeds.
Boy back had the white with the shovel trying to bury the kid for some shit he did.
But you know what?
But I'm back like Shaq, nigga.
Double the money.
You can't stop what God started, you goddamn dummy. Fuck was he thinking to get me to the law? When Nelly just brought Charlotte, I could have brought Utah. Throw his ass on the bench, made him a head coach or something. Gave him the key to the city, him and his wife out fronting.
But
he figured book me so he can live. I told him, I do the time, just take care of my kids. I do the time and still spit rhymes over the phone so I come home and still sell dimes. See, the nigga got mad because I was first in line. See, it was me
before Eve.
Around the same time as Gilly.
Same time.
I was getting money so cross town was trying to kill me. Before Sput went to jail, I was shotgun with Bank. Left lane, little Tommy came and changed the game. When Fly Todd got popped on City Line Avenue, Stevie G got away with his fast ass, and Little Man got popped with 5 of them slabs and a 5.0, and the rain bought that cash.
Yeah.
Me, I was out D.C. with Mackie Raw.
Mackie
it was
Raw.
Sunday, summer, punkin' and all.
It's
Lisa, Shelly, and Monica Smalls. Y'all niggas say y'all do, but where y'all ball? Cause I'm nasty, y'all. Nigga, I walk up in the club like that whole bitch up. Cover you small fries up like ketchup. Jump up in that big old Benz and go buck. Drunk as fuck, no telling where I wake up.
Hey, do me a favor.
Ask Nafisa about me, how we balled in Cancun.
Uh-huh.
How my birthday in July, but I start partying in June.
Right.
How I'm a kingpin nigga that came home way too soon. So everybody screaming and yelling, he telling all the feds, right, got smooth. Slid me some dog food. Threw me in a cell, but me still kept my cool. They said, we're for certain. We know you got that working. How you still eating? And Richard Allen hurting. And everybody saying you get work for Mr. Bubby. I said, excuse me, sir, but Bubby don't love me. You got the right shit, but on the wrong side. Got the right team, but got the wrong squad. From the Ram Squad, Richard Allen Black, Miz I. We aight, but we ain't tight with them guys anyway. I ball like your partner's toupee. They trying to kill me like I'm Jam Master J. I had niggas hating on me on the phone with my homie. Get to McDonald's, he had the feds waiting on me. They try to set me up, I'm smarter than the average, but they still lock me up for my 200 calories dinner. Cop passing, if this shit brass, I laugh, it's rose gold. And you a jackass nickel. Read me my rights or hand me a kite, cause I gotta catch a flight to the source tomorrow night and do what I do. You a police, run do you. Arrest young blacks for Skrilla, but you fucking with a killer who only killed dead presidents. He said, I know we've been to your residence.
ACO, ACO, can you take these cuffs off, dog? They're too tight, yo. You fucking my arms up, man. Fuck that, yo. Saw the best, right? Came back twice. Double life. It was double jeopardy. The way they try to stick me. Way they try to hit me with that Rico act. I said, I don't sell drugs, sir. I only sell rap. And I don't sell them people, sir. That's why you got backs. So they put it in the paper that he's no rap.
And then 3 weeks later,
they changed all that. You see, they wanted Joey in an all-white jury and wanted me to help take that man help. But before I kill him, I'll kill myself. I said, I've been in here for days. I'm hungry as hell. Fuck it, take me to jail. I'm sure I'll make bail. They just laugh. I said, Bell, never. You gon' be here a while. Get your chatter together. And if you take us to trial, we gon' hit you with the max.
I thought a couple ounces of crack.
What's the max for that? So I laugh. And they laugh back. And we was all in this little room. Laughing at crack, they said, sit for the crack, right? Cause of your priors, you might do 20 or a little bit higher. And since you're a boss and your leadership role, you fuck around, make it home when you 60 years old. I said, I'm only 28. He said, I'm only 48. I said, I'm trying to skate. He said, well, give us some bait. I said, I'm trying to roll. He said, well, tell us what you know. I said, sir, you can have all this rose gold. The car, the crib, should be about a mil. He got close to my face and quit it, D-Hill. It's not your money we want. It's not your car we need. We give you houses on the beach so you can work for the police. Do you know 50 Cent? How about Jay Prince? Can you help us put Suge Knight behind the fence? Since you talked about murder, do you know Irv Gotti? Tell us what you know about them Lex Street bodies. Matter of fact, tell us what you know about Ronnie. Cause everybody said that he died for Tommy. I said, honestly, sir, I put that all behind me. Can I ask you a question? Why are these guys behind me? And honestly speaking, I know you about to goof me, but the least you could do is let me call my Aunt Judy. Tell her that I love her. I really miss my mother. He said, cut the bullshit green. We want to know about Kiki and Sham Shadeen. We want to know about the mayor and the pay-to-play scheme. How Corey Kemp and Ron White tried to run things. We want to know about Cavani and Dao Bay. And you won't do a day. You'll walk away clean. But of course, we need to know about all your ghetto joys. Tell us about Joey. Is he really your boy? Tell us about Nelly. Is he really that rich? Tell us about Eve. Is she still your bitch?
Yo, I want to speak to my lawyer.
No comment.
That was crazy. All right, y'all had it. That was real crazy. Like I said before the song played, been hot, still hot. We doing it big in 2011, and it's all about consistency and what's good. We got to welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Tommy Butterhill. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's good? Tommy?
What up?
Chilling. We just, wow, what an introduction, you know what I mean? I was definitely busy today, didn't get a chance to hear the music, and heard it fresh tonight, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy hot. You've been busy. I appreciate it. Welcome
absolutely,
to the show.
Absolutely.
Your people, your squad has already called in. Skiller has called in from Detroit. Chubb's called in, representing. Uptown's in the building. Everybody's in the chat room going crazy. Everybody shout out Tommy Butter, my boy, North Philly King, Rex.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Big ups to
everybody. What's good, baby girl? I see you shining on the city, huh?
Yeah, I'm here to show off and just get to this music. You know what I mean? I'm a person, I have tunnel vision, and I get to the money, the business, the fans, the kids, you know what I mean, the profit, what we talk about. But we want to show love to the music, get to know this movement that you have going on, Green Dollar Mafia music, find out what's going on with you. You said you're trying to really extend out. We've already heard from Detroit. Canada's in the building already, you know what I mean? Who are you with?
I mean, basically, I have a label called Green Dollar. I have a partner. His name is Day Day. He's from out West Philly. I'm from Richard Island, as everybody know. We're independent. We have a label situation through a guy named Jeffrey Collins, who has distribution through Universal. But I did an independent deal because I wanted to go in and pretty much put the music out first and get everything popping, and then come back and have them give me the proper money that we needed to actually support the projects that we have coming out.
And then who? All right, so you have projects coming out. What's the next project that we can Okay, so, as a matter of fact, before you tell us the next project, what is the website? Because we need something right now. Everybody's online right now. What is the website that we can go to?
Right now, the website is unlimitedvisions.com/34floors, a brand new website. It's sort of like WorldStar. We're creating our own WorldStar to the point that, people all around the country can, that people who can't get their talent out and can't afford to be on big radio and stuff like that, they can come to us and kick it with us and, the whole nine. So everybody can go check out the website. It's brand new. It's really not. It's not all the way up yet. But what we're going is you can get a chance to see the visuals. But what we're going to focus on is entertainment, music, fashion, and strippers from all around the country. We're going to have an online radio show where we're going to let strippers actually. We're going to get them their love. I mean, they women. They out there making their independent money.
They
making big bread. And nobody really never gives them their love. So we're going to give them their love and we're going to get money.
No, they working hard. I tell you all the time. I tried that pole dancing class to work out. A pole is a metal hard thing. Like, ew. It bruise you and everything. They working hard. That's what.
I'll save my comments later.
And they women who get money, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we got, living in Atlanta, I got a chance to see some women that was making, that make more money than some guys. So it's really weird. You know what I'm saying? But, women is their time. You know what I'm saying? And, we got to just respect the fact that, they're doing their thing. And being in a strip club and in clubs like that, that's a form of entertainment. So we want to bring that to the website as well. So all the young ladies that's out there that's getting their bread and doing their thing, you can reach me at Tommy Butter. Tommy Butta on Facebook. Shoot me a message. Let me know what's good with you. We'll send the camera crew out to come interview you. We put you on the website. You'll be like an artist feature or whatever. And, hopefully we can come to your town and get money.
It's a lot of talent. I can't wait to show you some ladies I know. Shout out to my girl, Desire. It's a lot of women out there doing their thing. Shout out to Seduction, too. I wonder if she's going to call in tonight. But, Tommy, all right, now, as far as the artists that you have, can we get a roster? We got a call on another line.
Who's clicking in? Because I got them calling from all around the country and all around the world.
I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. The lines is lit up, and I got to show love. And we also got to talk about this topic. If you had one wish in the world, what would you wish? Hold on, Molly. Hold on. I just wanted to join you in so you could hear everything.
All right. That's what it is, on.
What's up? Who is this, Bars?
Nah, this mailman.
What's up, mailman? What up, baby? What's going on, baby?
Nothing much, man. Just signing in, letting them know what's going on.
That's right. No doubt. Let them know. Hey, Fire.
Yes.
Basically, I just wanted Philadelphia to know that the world is now watching again, good, bad, or indifferent, that we got people from all around the country. My man Mailman's checking in, so he's going to tell y'all where he's from and what he's doing. What up, Playboy?
Tuesday,
man.
Tell him where you at.
Yeah, we out here in VA, man, doing our thing. You know what I mean? Dan Vegas is the name. You know what I mean? It's a two-man rap group, me and my partner Lucky Nick. You know what I mean? Y'all can Google Dan Vegas for anything, you know what I mean? But it's a young boss movement, man. I just linked up with my man Tommy, you know what I mean? Let me know about this green dollar thing, you know what I mean? 34th floor and all that. Sir, it's just a movement, man. It's young. We young bosses, you know what I mean? We young, you know what I mean? Salute to all the niggas out there in Philly. You know what I mean? We just bringing it home from VA to PA all the way up and down. You know what I mean?
And you know what? That's something that you can really respect, young bosses, because I say all the time, a conglomerate is a bunch of people making money, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got to be, we can't have a person just lazy or just living off of somebody. Like, all y'all got to be out there making that money, bringing it to the table. I love it.
Absolutely. And we just want to show, because sometimes people, even in, and it goes back to Christ, and I don't want to get religious, but the people don't know how important you are until you're gone. You know what I mean? And sometimes it be your own people who don't give you the respect and the love that you deserve. So you got to go to other places and get that love and get that talent, and you got to show people, because people just don't understand. This is about money. This is about entertainment. It's not about drugs. It's not about killing. It's not about disrespecting girls and disrespecting people. This is a business. You know what I'm saying? So when I go to VA, I'm covered. When I go out there with Melman and his clique, he's covered. When he comes to Atlanta, when he comes to Philly, he's covered. It's just business. So we're gonna put out a Green Dollar album with everybody on it from around the country. So every state that we deal with, they're gonna be on that album. So we're gonna be able to network with them when we go to their towns, and we all gonna get money, yo. We've been in this game. I've been back in the music game for 90 days, probably 120 days now, and God has blessed me to do big things. So give me 6 more months, boy. We gonna be running with them boys. We gonna get. Like Jay said, I used to throw Puff. I used to try to get Puff money. Now I figured out Puff money ain't enough. You know.
Yo, we good, big homie.
Oh, we
good, big homie. It's your main three of Skiller checking in.
Oh, the Skiller. Ho. We took it to Detroit.
We in the D, baby.
We all coming out.
All right, come. What
we
up,
in the
Skiller?
D, baby.
Yo, Philadelphia, this is my boy Skiller from Detroit. What up, baby? Talk to him, my nigga.
Yo, it's good. Ruffling Archive, Green Dollar, 34th floor representer. We getting too much. It's so much we getting it. We making it happen. It's a movement. It's a mafia. We young bosses. We the conglomerate. We whatever you want to call it. We taking over. Accept it. Detroit, checking in. Yo, fire. I just wanted to let you know something. I was just checking out your Facebook. And, you know, you kind of sexy, girl. You know, I just wanted to let you know that real quick.
Girl.
I sent the music again because y'all said y'all didn't receive it. I sent the music again. I got my people tuning in all over the D right now. You know,
we going to bang it. We banging it.
They going to bang it. And you know they waiting and they showing love to the Green Dollar, the Tommy Hill, the Ruffland Archive movement. I got my man Sean Vega on the tracks. You know he out of Michigan too. My man S Vega, he doing what he doing. He doing it big. And y'all gonna hear the tracks. They was produced by me and they representing that Green Dollar movement. Big homie Tommy Hill, shout
Iron
out.
Iron Man, I got you. Iron Man, don't bother me.
Absolutely. So,
and listen,
we got 2 hours. We gonna bang all the music. This is Green Dollar shining on the city.
And on top of everything else, I don't know if y'all heard X Quad DJs being shouted out 4 times from area code 513-646-770. So we got DJs all over the East and West Coast listening. And they gonna get this music. I'm forwarding it on. You know what I mean? I'm a part of X Squad. That's what we do. That's what we do. This is what we do.
Hey, this is what I want to do right now, Fire. Let's jump into one of my man joint from the D. You know what I mean? Jump into this joint, play one of his records, and
we'll come back and have some more conversation. Yeah, he just actually sent it to me just now. So you hear them? They're clicking. I'm putting it in right now, so he has to give me a second.
I got
a lot of your music. You know what I mean? Go ahead, shout out another trick. I got your music.
Let's go to Getting Money. Let's play that Getting Money drum real quick for the city.
All right, we gonna play Getting Money.
We Getting Money. Let's play We Getting Money. Big up to Day Dollar. Big up to my man Q Ron, my boy, the youngsters. He was very influential of having me become a rapper back in the day. A lot of people don't want to respect the people that come before them. Love him. And big up to my man Spinning Sims, boy. We're going to get you to Green Dollar. I don't care if it takes us everything we got. I know it's going to be a big check, but, you know, we're going to get it done. And Jay Strong, I know you're in the studio working, but it ain't about nothing. I'll see you in the morning.
Jay Strong is the shit. I love Jay Strong. Who's the producer on this song?
What, Get Money? Jay Strong. Let's go into that now.
All right, I got you. We getting to it. I had to find it on the switchboard. But, yeah, definitely shout out to Jay Strong. We Get Money. Oh, we got We Mobbing over here.
Okay, we could jump into We Mobbing.
Tommy Butterhill, you know what I mean, helping us out. We just heard his song, We Mobbing Over Here, you know what I mean. Shout out to my boy Skillet sending me some music. We about to get it to Iron Man in a second. Get to know everybody. I got to get to the callers. I see the switchboard popping off. Crazy. Who else is missing?
Hey, yo, I just want to break that track down. That track is called We're Mobbing. That was produced by Jay Strong. And that has Wells on there, Big Money Wells, Mozzie, and Young Scrap from up Frankfurt. So that, you know, we spreading all around the city right there. And we did a video to that joint.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I guess, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I just had to check it out a little bit. But we also got my co-host in the building, the truth teller holding us down. It's actually going we're having fun, but I really want to get into this topic and check out the rest of these callers, because yeah, we're going to be here for a while. I got a lot of music to show off tonight, you know what I'm saying, as it uploads. I'm also waiting for leave his mind up a little. Come on, Blog Talk, I pay you. What are you doing? They took your money and turned you over. Yeah, like you want my money, and you want to act all silly, or is it internet? I don't know. Sometimes you just want to shake a computer and make it work, like you used a Nintendo back in the day.
Well, I'm going to throw in the plug real quick. You can go to Sean Vega, Facebook, Skiller, Tim Rodman, Skiller, Facebook.com, at Twitter, Skiller Team. You can Google Ruffling ENT. We got a project out there called Hate It or Love It. It's on fire. And you can also associate everything that you find and what you do with the Green Dollar 34th Floor Movement, because that's us 100%, baby.
Black, exactly. That's unity, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's shouting out the same thing. And I can relate to that because I definitely got to show love to XYDD because that's what we all do. Like, everybody's saying the same thing. Everybody's supporting each other. And that's how you're able to grow and move on.
You know, he's on that thing.
The radio in the back rail.
Yeah, somebody got it on.
That was up. I hear y'all, you know, everybody tuning in. Much love. We gonna have some
we got
fun.
The whole, we got the worldwide movement. It's the family.
We got
the
let me get some finance for you for ice.
And that's what I love about Blog Talk Radio. We showing off to the world. I'm an artist. All I do is promote and show love because I'm performing and I'm doing my thing independently. And it's so crazy and beautiful how music is nowadays. You can say I'ma do this and you just go out and do it. Shout out to Diamond Spotlight Showcase, which was crazy. I appreciate everybody who comes through every first Sunday and support me in anything with Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And Diamond Spotlight, you know what I mean? We need all the support. And I try to keep it consistent and tie it into playing your music and showing you off, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
And definitely, honest, man, we appreciate you, baby, man. This mailman again signing in.
Okay.
We definitely appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we got our city behind us, man. We got the whole city moving with us. But at the end of the day, we've been mobbing. But like I said, you got to pay respect to where everything come from. And with that being said, shouts out to Tommy, you know what I mean? He's been doing this a long time.
All right, let me just get
you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I want to do y'all research to understand how we really mobbing out here.
Because I'm thirsty.
You know what I mean? You can follow me, Mailman Marcus, Marcus with a K. You can Facebook me, Mailman Marcus. You can Google me. If you want to do anything, matter of fact, just Google the name Dan Vegas. Not Las Vegas, but Dan Vegas. You will see everything. You're going to see 100 niggas. It's going everything. We got everything. We opening for Walker Flocka. We opening for Travis Porter. We doing our own thing. You'll see it. This is Young Boss Mob. You know what I mean? Shout out to the 34th Floor. It's all about that green star.
We trying to get Travis Porter here, too. Shout out to my boy, VVS Sloan.
I'm telling you, any of that. I mean, I'm telling you, let me know. We out here. Also, let me make sure I get this clear. It's the second half of this. My partner, Lucky Nick. Follow him on Twitter, at Lucky Nick VA. Like I said, you Google Dan Vegas, you'll see everything. Everything will pop up. You'll see what's going on. But we doing it. Shout out to Green Dollar, 34th Floor. You'll see it. 2011, you better look. You're going to get mushed from the side if you ain't paying attention. It's going down, 2011.
Oh, okay, okay.
You hear that? It's a big movement, man. We everywhere.
I love it. You know what I mean? I love it. And then that's how you got to be. You got to, man, the phone's ringing. You got to definitely tie everything in together and tell everybody, all right, so I'm going to come over there and do my thing. Because the world is big. The world is
and that
big.
Biggest,
you know?
And I told you that I want the money track I sent you. I'm telling you, when you hear it, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. I swear on everything, it's the biggest track in the world. telling you. I'm telling you, when you hear it, it's the new national anthem. You're going to love it.
Okay, I love it.
I want the money.
Shout out to the private call. We're going to get to some callers and show some love
absolutely.
To everybody.
Hey, check it out. Big up to all the DJs. What we gonna do right now, Fire? We gonna let Mailman, we gonna let Skillet, we gonna let them sign off because we got like three more people we're about to bring in, and they gonna represent their towns.
All right. Sign off, and yeah, bring it in. Come through, like yeah, you're running through. And definitely
hold
call
on,
in because we gonna have some fun. Shout out to everybody listening in on the phone. Mwah.
All right, man. I'm gone, people. It's your boy, Mailman. Like I said, Google that Dan Vegas. You understand what the mob is really about. From VA to Philly all the way down to Carroll City, Florida. You already know. Shout out to 34th Floor, Green Doll, and everything they represent.
I was wondering who that female voice was in the background. Ben had your mic open, beautiful. We just killed it Sunday. I swear. I say this because it's the truth. I had the biggest showcase of Philadelphia. Had the biggest no bullshit, no gimmicks. I feel like DJ No Frill sometimes. No fraud. No fraud at Milk. Shout out to Niece Buck. She just did her thing Sunday. Did you enjoy yourself? Tuesdays after the first Sunday, we do talk about Diamond Spotlight. So, Niece, you got to represent.
Right. You hear that, Fire?
I think you did.
Yeah. Neat. What y'all got? Y'all popping some champagne up there. Hey, I want to introduce. I want to introduce some hometown bosses now from Philadelphia. Represent your clique, pimp.
Hey, yo, what's up? Yo, it's your boy Ray Rue. You know, we calling from uptown. You know what I'm saying? Fire. I want to talk to you. I sent you a record from CultureBoys@yahoo.com and show some love, baby.
We're going to get it in, baby. Talk about your clique. Talk about your movement, baby.
You know, like I said, man, you know, like I said, we from uptown. You know, we some young hustlers, young black entrepreneurs. You know, right. we do, man. You go check us out on Facebook at CultureBoys. That's Culture, B-O-Y-Z. Twitter, StreetCulture21. You know, Green Dollar, 34th Floor. We on deck. All you haters, you know what I mean? Get ready for the takeover. This is what it is.
You know what I mean? Where you representing Uptown at? Where are you at in Uptown?
Yeah, we in West Oak Lane, baby. If you ever been to Simon's Playground, you know, you've been around my way.
Simon's? Hell yeah. I beat up a lot of people up there, played basketball, tennis. I be at Simon's all the time. Walk the dog.
All day.
You know what it is. I love it. I love Philly, period. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show love. But I don't know. Who's the private caller? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How y'all doing? This is my name, Teresa. I work in Hot 97
Radio.
Line, hello?
What's good?
Yeah, I work in Hot 97 Radio in New York City.
Hey.
One thing I'm not really appreciated about your radio show is the way you organizing things. Like, you got your callers on hold. We can't get through. There's some pretty big, you know, people that I got lined up, too, that show support for Philly. And if you're not taking our callers, sweetheart, how are we supposed to get in the mingle and get out?
Didn't I just open up your call?
No,
well,
but this is what I'm trying to say to you, sweetheart. Like, you gotta be a little quicker. Like, the whole time that you're going back and forth and somebody slurping in the background and all, I mean, the thing is kind of dysfunctional, babe. You got to get it together.
Teresa, I have 100 people
While you're talking, you can be getting some of these callers in. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You can be getting some of these callers in and getting them out the way to clear the switchboard for other people to call, because what's going to happen is if other people are trying to call, your show is going to be full and nobody won't be able to get in.
We have more venues for this outlet, too. We do million DJ callers where a million people can call in. We have bigger venues, but Philly Shine Radio is a small entity that I have for myself that I do independently, and I do apologize, and I have said we're going to get to you callers. That's what I have. And then I tell my guests and I tell the DJs that you can text me, You can call me on Facebook. You can tell me that you're calling in.
Listen to what I'm saying.
So I have my
I understand what you're saying.
And I respect that.
But you have callers
it.
That are waiting for, you know, a numerous amount of time. And if that's time consuming, you don't know what type of people these people are that's calling to try to talk to this man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand. And I appreciate all the callers. I've spoken to a lot of very important people, and I respect them and I appreciate them. But please respect and appreciate the small Philly Shine Radio.
Well, how can we appreciate it if you're not? Yeah. If it's dysfunctional, it's disorganized.
How is it dysfunctional? All right, now you're calling.
You think about
Let's get it.
R-E-V-O-N. You want to show love.
Oh, okay. You're about to get into something from out of the country.
This is produced by Bulldog.
He's an international artist.
So we're going to show some love, exactly. Shout out to Green Dollar Mafia. This is what Philly Shine is about. We love everybody listening. This is what
it's about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Redoni, Robux, yeah. Yeah, give me a beat, a pen and a pad, a bottle of Hen and some hash. Get the hell out of my face, you're not my friend, you're a rat, a backstabber, so we gon' treat you like a rat. And this goes out to all up and coming artists in Norway. You don't wanna feature from a dawn, I'll rape your track. Lames get smacked at dames, I smash, better get brains than ass. I won't change for cash or maybe I will. Either way, I don't care, I don't fear no creature that breathes the same air as me. Word to be I do my thing on the MIC. R.I.P. to all the beats I have dropped. Dog, I bleed. H.I.P. H.O.P. Hip hop, I don't spit rhymes. I spit shots of dopeness. I'm the shit, doc. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. MFU, I'm reppin' it till the death of it. That means I'ma be reppin' it forever, kid. Most definite, motherfuckers better be respectin' it. I'm the best in it, all these other dudes shit. It's whack, I don't mess with it. Check the kid, every record is dope to your ears. New school rap leader, clap your hands to the beat. Fuck that, you clap with the heater. This is a sick up, dressed in black, looking just like ninjas. Y'all should thank Miss Cannabis Sativa, cause if it weren't for her, I probably would be smacking your team up, jacking for your beamer. Fuck a dreamer, this is reality shit. My sheep is doing 10 years, yeah, that's reality, kid. Y'all rap about cash like everybody was rich. That ain't reality, bitch, come to think about it. Y'all ain't rapping about shit. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. Flow properly, drop a beat, I'll drop some heat and rock the beat. Try to block my cream or stop the team, I'm gon' knock you beats the fuck out. I don't play no games, no monopoly, it ain't no stopping me. So check it, rappers are schizophrenic, saying some shit today, then the next day they'll regret it. Pathetic, if I said something and it sounded like I meant it, I probably meant it. These motherfuckers is desperate, dressing up like clowns just to sell some records. They must be hallucinating if they think they can see me. All I need is a couple of heavy weapons and about 30 seconds to get rid of all these imposters. Watch us carefully as we take over this show. I'm a monster with the flow, everything I drop is fucking dope. Bobby knows a couple of tricks that'll make mommy's clothes fall off, spit like a sawed off sloppy hoes. Y'all can lick these Albanian balls, y'all. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. MFU, third finger up, gang. Free all my fam who's locked up. One love.
Are we going to show some love? One second. We're going to show some love. Yeah, we had to join everybody back to the show. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going down.
Baby girl.
Yeah, but
hold it down, baby girl.
I'm going to hold y'all down. Yes, you can.
I mean to cut you off, but I want to let the world know that that young man, his name is Rajan. He's from Norway. He's a Green Dollar artist. We just found he's from Norway. He's been trying to call in, but it's been hard for him to get through. But that young brother's from Norway. He's a white kid. He's 19
what?
Years old. I think to
what?
Me he's bigger than Eminem.
What number is he calling from? Because we definitely would love to.
He's calling from like a crazy ass number that sometimes is hard to get through.
That'd be like 22.
I definitely am going to show love to my boy. I want the money. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get that uploaded into the show.
Right.
I like
the Diamond.
The Philly Shine
Radio is about the topic. You know what I'm saying? It's about the artist and it's about the music. So
the background is like killing me. understand that you're listening to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my boy. This is the track Iron Man. We've been waiting to listen to this. We're going to get to all
yeah.
the playlists.
Check
yeah.
it out.
Music.
Get it.
Second half of the show.
What the fuck? Baby. Detroit, stand up. VA, stand up.
These niggas thought I was gold.
Wanted vintage me, fuck all the imagery. I'ma show you how, motherfucker, I'm the industry. I done banged out heavy track like an enemy. Spit so consistently, sick shit endlessly. You should just envy me, all cash inventory. 21 guns ain't enough for this entity. That raw, southpaw, last album, couch y'all. Even come close, cocksucker, I'm the GOAT. Who's built better me? Y'all answer better be.
Right.
Mr. Sean Vega, I ain't a man in my pedigree. No guy hires me. Only flow I can see is the first version when I spit in third person. Bang 300 Leonidas to the virgins. This war, it's more bodies for the burning. Who is that slick with a piff so surgeon? Gotta be Hopper, ain't nobody else proper. Come on.
Yes, I'm Iron Man. 40 cal. Iron Man. 350. Iron Man. MP. Iron Man. AK. Iron Man.
Come back and guns blazing. Shield with the great men. I don't give a fuck. If your team wants a war, we can pop it till the trade them. B5 blaze them. Streets and appraise them. 9 mil, no deal. Fuck the enslaved men. I just wanna run up for the work on the pavement. Everybody's boss. I just wanna get paid, man. Boss to the bosses. Wait before the Rosses. Share more to Rick. See the dick if you cross us. Not hating triple C's, but I was triple C's. Transporting triple B's. Cocksucker cripple me. SV, y'all know the name cause I get it out. Cats on my dick for my flow, dog, spit it out. This is so hood, T-Pain couldn't figure out. And I don't need Wayne on my shit just to get it out.
Yes, I'm Iron Man, 40 cal, Iron Man, 350, Iron Man, MP, Iron Man, AK, Iron Man, Tech 9, Iron Man, 50 cal, Iron Man, yes, I'm Iron Man.
Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up.
Fuck being in the street, I'm too into me. Labels want niggas singing notes like they feeling me. I ain't with that, I'd rather scream some obscenity. Make Russ sick of me, labels want sick with me. I ain't role modeling, bitch, I'm a problem win. I ain't got a song on the air like he's hollering. What I gotta do, make a dance and just follow them. I ain't from the south, motherfucker, check them out. Nasty as I wanna be, spit so accurately. I'ma do you and put these guns to your faculty. I talk to the guns and the guns talk back. I tell them squeeze off and your body falls flat. This is so fact, not a punchline parody. Truth be told, most of y'all really scared of me. I ain't gotta brag, you do if you damn me. Better double bag like a bag with Lil Weed.
Yes, I'm Iron Man, 40 cal, Iron Man, 350, Iron Man, MP, Iron Man, AK, Iron Man, Tech 9, Iron Man, 50 cal, Iron Man, yes, I'm Iron Man.
Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up. Put your guns up, nigga, put your guns up.
Hold up, hold up. I know y'all niggas ain't think I was gonna sit this one out. I'm the definition of Iron Man. Better yet, machines of war, guns to air, here screams of brawl. I'm anybody like dreams and all. Fuck the industry and dead, it feels safer with the fiends and whores. Like a steaming ball on a hot trail, beelining straight through the face of the steaming course. Got the beams at jaw with a harpoon, homing at the throats of the auto tune, singing off. Let me breathe and ease off. Count some sheets off. The main chick head game, rain some skeets off. The blame. A creeps off, cause if not, I got a Glock full of shots that'll rinse the streets off. My target's meat off. Niggas still thinking I speak boss. I dead that, plan for weeks off. Squeeze and creep off, steam a leak off. Grandma's crib, red paint, and peach walls. And rappers wanna glorify guns and money. Keep joking, Like this street life is funny. Knowing niggas in the hood work hard to be hungry. Why you lying about trips and whips to these dummies? And that's why I roll with a clique of thick honeys. And stash out shit like half with hood bunnies. The difference is mine's is early and get it often. And lean niggas leaking like Pam Grier and coffee. Motherfuckers. That's what you call overdoing it.
Definitely, like I said.
Hello? Finna go eat some motherfucking ribs and go to sleep.
Green Dollar Entertainment.
Yeah, we in the building.
Yeah, hold them down. Hold us down.
Hey, fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love you like I love my two daughters, girl. You're the most, one of my favorite girls in the world right now. You're holding the country down. Shout out to Norway. They've been trying to get through. For some reason, they can't get through. Toronto's getting through. Hold on. Somebody's calling there.
Oh, definitely want to see what's good.
Hello?
What up, man?
Everybody be quiet. This is Rondo from Norway. What up, baby? How you feeling?
What up, Tommy? This is the kid Radon from Norway, man. From Norway, you know.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
You gotta speak to Sapphire. She played your record. You gotta give us some love, baby.
Yeah.
An honest fire.
Thanks for playing my shit, you know. Thanks for playing my shit.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna keep playing.
That's a good look.
It's definitely a lot of love. Shout out to Twitter, because I can definitely hit you up on your Twitter, your Facebook, Philly Shine Radio. That's what we do.
So
how can we stay in touch and listen to your music? And
our show.
Hello? Me and Tommy making, we going to make Green Dollar a worldwide thing.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, boss.
Radon.
Am I on Twitter?
Yeah, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Twitter.com/RedoN.
All right, we're going to definitely.
Can I do something, Sapphire, please?
Honest Fire.
I keep calling you Sapphire because that's what I'm going to buy you on. Sapphire, big ass ring. Fire, can I do one thing? Can he explain how it is in Norway? Explain to America how it is in Norway and the rap scene over there, and how does it feel to get your record played on a American radio station?
The rap scene in Norway, man, it's kind of fucked up because I've been on my grind for like 6-7 years now, and you know, it's kind of hard to get your shit played and to get my shit played in America before getting my shit played in Norway. it's kind of weird feeling, but you know, I don't give a fuck.
It's better to get my
music played in America.
How would you support my
music down here?
So you appreciate Fire breaking your record on American radio.
Of course.
It's nothing but
love.
Radon, I appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
And what you just said, because that's a plight that we all go through. You know what I mean? We have the people around us who say, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's crazy when, I came across X Squad DJs. They gave me a different outlet, and they said, hey, I'm from Philly, but I came to ATL to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it went. So definitely I'm going to keep you in rotation. We're going to show you some love. Definitely everybody is showing love on the Internet, showing love to my phone. We're going to get the Melon on the line.
Hey, Fire. I know I've been all over you, but we're going to take you to dinner. I want to introduce another international artist that Green Dollar just signed. He goes by the name of Shells Oxford. Shells, what up, baby?
Hey, Shells, positive, man. What's good?
Talk to the world, baby. Tell them how it is in Toronto, out there in Canada, baby.
Right now, fucking bricks looking like New York City. It ain't nothing but, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing that a nice artist like my ass can't deal with. Other than that shit, we just chilling out here getting money, man. Usual.
Can you shout out to Twitter for me? Or, like, how can I be able to stay in contact, you know what I mean? And
I definitely want to stay in contact, too.
Right now, it's, you can hit me on Facebook.com/Shelly, Shelly underscore Oxford. Feel me? That's OXFRD. And you can follow me on Twitter at Flying Faded. That's all.
Right, that's
yeah,
I'm definitely stay in touch. And everybody listening in, you can definitely download Philly Shine Radio and check out the archive at blogtalkradio.com, Philly Shine Radio. You forgot the radio at the end, Miss Truth Teller.
Oh, crap. That's what I forgot. My bad.
I fixed it. But
hey, we're going to keep this show moving. Hey, baby girl.
Yes.
Can we... It's a lot of things going on in the city right now, and I have to be honest. There's a lot of love going on outside the city, and there's a lot of turmoil and different things going on in the city. And I have to apologize to Philadelphia because I love Philadelphia, and I have to tell them it's okay to be disappointed. I know a lot of people are disappointed, but so I made this record specifically for the people that were disappointed in the trials and tribulations that I went to, and it's called Dear God. Can you bang that record for me next, please?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely get that joint popping. Yeah. You're still waiting for it to upload, I think. They put my music, it's normally in alphabetical order, but.
Yeah, I know, it's all crazy, ain't it?
I know, like, I'm like, what does this mean? Like, I don't know. But, we're waiting for Dear God.
Dear God, I see refreshing, see if it's on there.
I see you vlog talk.
You
talk real
quick. You're
so silly.
But
you're
honest.
Yes.
I got my left hand man, you know, the vice president of Esquire TJ Midwest on the line and the CEO of Flavor Magazine.
Oh.
What's going on?
TJ's listening.
What is the deal? Flavor Magazine in the building. This is your boy, Tommy. We would love to bring some international artists, man, to come do some interviews with your magazine if that's possible.
Man, always, every day, all day. All we got to do is make it happen.
Well, then, like absolutely. I said, everybody, you know what I mean, everybody definitely come back and check out Philly Shine Radio. And you can listen to how you can be able to get in touch with Tommy Butter. And you can definitely get in touch with me, Honest Fire. My number is everywhere. I'm everywhere if anybody needs me. You understand?
Okay, Honest?
Yes, love.
You name it DG because it's uploaded, I think.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's
you
want
to play it?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to play the song. Like, Tommy, who is the producer on this track?
Now, what are we playing now, sweetie?
Dear God.
Dear God was produced by my man Jay Strong. It was produced by my man Day Day as well. And it was produced by another little Get Money dude. And they go by the Bottle Boys. They from uptown. So stand up. All my people, listen to this song. This comes from the heart.
Let's go. Can we go into it, Honest? Go right on in, Truth Teller.
Let's do it. Let's go.
The oldest stories ever told are written in the stars. Stories of time before man and gods ruled the earth.
Breaker. Can you hear me out there?
All right. Oh, dear God, I've tried to ice that life. To walk like, talk like, live like Christ. Live like, right like, 7-0 dice. Need a queen, not a bee, but a beautiful wife. Not a car, but a jet that's ready to take flight. Travel the world with my two little girls.
Amen.
so holy, it's like juice and gin. It's all good, it's all free, just come on in. Oh dear God, I spent the million on my sins, 200 on my gems, 150 for my bins.
Amen.
Oh Lord, here they go again. I'm like Job in a J. Christ word. They keep hating. Your boy travels, water without a paddle, cars without the hassle. Gay God to battle. God gave us Adam gave us Eve. Eve gave Obama gave you me. In Christ's name, I gotta pray to the Father for my two little girls who prayed for their father.
Said she pray one day to meet
Sasha Obama.
Said she pray one day to meet dear grandmama.
Therefore, we got to praise the Lord. Get on my knees, ask God to open them doors. Dear God, I'm live, and you put it in me. Don't think about the Honda Accord, I want the Bentley. Think about the haters who envy, where you be. Now, how could that offend me when you put it in me?
I thought about the money, then thought about my maker. I'm thinking about Dubai, I've been to Jamaica. I'm thinking about a wife and all the places I could take her.
Dear Lord, can you hear me? Break her, break her.
I don't feel right.
Ain't got enough haters. Somebody bring me some so I can aggravate them. Oh dear God, why they hating? Representing Satan, judging like they're coming from the book of Revelation. When Rockefeller told ya, it's all about Jehovah, it's all about the king. Do your thing, little soldier. I'ma bling till the king's dreams come. The king's son, living in a kingdom. Of course all my cars were made for big puns. I think big, buck like Sean and them. I never know when the Lord gonna come, so I thank God for all the meals I received, and I pray to God for all my enemies, and I pray to God for all these families, and I thank God just to thank God, and I thank God just to thank God, and I dear God, can you bless Jamil, Frank to the bank, Lil Josh and Neil, Big Charlie Mack and Farrakhan Phil, JL, Lil Troy and Jaden and Will. Dear Lord, can you bless Bastille, Missy Vaughn, Pri, Lili, Jalil? This time we getting rich for real. I got a soul that the devil can't kill. Stand back.
Yo, stand back. That don't feel right, man. It don't feel right.
Ain't got enough haters. Somebody bring me some so I can aggravate them. I got a guardian angel. God's an angel who smile at the haters, and we love what lames do. Love the angel in the sky with God. I got a squad like the boy, Master Farai.
I got a smile like Yvonne.
It's hard to find. Went to jail, did time, kinda changed my mind. I went to jail, did time, and it changed my grind. You can search for your swag, but it's hard to find.
You live your life. Now let me see you live mine.
At 12, the child. A boy who would change everything.
Who got their stuff in the background? I can't hear. Like, oh my God.
Let me turn the music down. I'm sorry.
That was crazy. Like, I may have to answer
that. No, you like that? I like that one too. That was pretty cool.
That was crazy. One thing I'm gonna tell everybody, I'm excited about. You know what I'm saying? We were born in Richard Island. A lot of my family from Richard Island, but then we moved to Southwest when I was five. You know what I mean? So a lot of my family have loved you from the start. You still talented as shit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that song. And everybody got to understand that we're still human, so nobody's perfect. But it's all about, you know what I mean, we get back. Fuck out of here. I love that shit. That was hot. I'm excited tonight. And everybody listening in, you know what I'm saying, we will get to the callers. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, see who we can. Oh, my boo is on the line. I see your number, baby. I got to say hi to my boo, Mina. Now, you know who's very important. Philly Shine Radio. Hey, Mina, baby.
What's up?
Please meet
Tommy Duffield.
What's up, baby?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
What's up, Nina? Hello. Hey, you know what?
Yes.
If I will, I would like to invite y'all down to Atlanta for Magic City Night.
You know what I'm saying? Come to the gold room. Come kick it at, you know, come kick it at the Velvet Room. Come kick it, because it's like, we just being living outside of Philly, like, ladies, I know y'all on the line, I want y'all to listen. It's like a different environment to meet people who don't, who are not mad all the time. It's not that we're from Philadelphia. It's not that we're from Philly, so we have issues. It's just kind of different down. It's different in our hometown because we grew up hard.
Yeah,
and we grew up in a struggle, and we got the most livest dudes and the most beautiful women in the world. Real talk, as far as the culture, as far as the attitudes and the personalities. But travel. Get out of the state. Go travel. Go see hospitality. Go see a woman that cooks, cleans, and does everything she's supposed to do. And it's because this is what she wanted to do. It's not because you're selling drugs or you brought her this or you brought her that. And we got them type of women here as well. But it's some good men out there. And right now, ladies, I want to introduce one of my best friends in the world. His name is Big Money Wells. If you want a bag, you want that other shoe you were talking about, you might even get a car.
I might have had two shoes. I ain't wearing that one t-shirt.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
welcome to Philly
doing?
Town Radio.
What's up?
Yeah, welcome, welcome. What's up, man?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
big money well, right here. This Green Dollar thing, I don't know. This Green Dollar's a movement, man. We on the 34th floor. Green Dollar's a way of life.
I like that. That's what's up. Well, definitely welcome to the show. Tell everybody what you do and where we can be able to, how we can stay in touch with you. You know what I mean? Not where we can reach
you.
How can we stay in touch?
34th floor ENT, YouTube. We're doing a mafia movie, the movie, the mafia, and the media. I mean, we got a lot of things going on. It's easy to stay. I mean, where you can stay in touch with me, wherever there's money at, we're going to be there. Whatever big events, we definitely going to be there with this All-Star weekend. We're going to be there spending a lot of money, having fun, shopping. You know I'm saying? We're not doing a thing. We don't really buy our bars. We try to get land and lots and things like that. We want to develop our youth, and we want to develop people and try to put them in winning positions. A lot of people get in positions, but they are unable to win or be successful. Success is first starts in the mind, but we got to get money and become interdependent as a unit.
Exactly.
Green Dollar is a unit, but it's a movement. And there's a lot of people that would love to do certain things, but they don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't think. And we want to bring that back to the world. You know what I mean? It's all right to use your brain. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to think.
Exactly. Exactly. I definitely appreciate it. Like I said, download Philly Shine Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm going to keep y'all in rotation. Not only am I the host, I have the truth teller. Mina is in the building. My girl Persia Sale, she's a rock superstar, soul. We have comedy from Dark Skin Jermaine. Shout out to Big O.C.
Okay.
Shout out to the Genie. It's a lot of us.
Okay.
With Super Boom, Seal Hope. Like, we all fuck.
Where y'all based out of? Where y'all at?
Philly. This is Philly.
Okay.
I'm
Where
in Brooklyn.
Philly, how can I get y'all something nice? You know what I mean? I would like to get y'all. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, we like to welcome people with gifts. I don't know if you ever been welcome, but whatever you're doing, I support any movement at any time somebody's doing somebody. So what I would like to do is Green Dollar, Wells, Butter, Dollars, with Mozzie. All the Green Dollar affiliate strap. What I would like to do is bring you some things to try to situate whatever it is that y'all doing. It's not, we're not paying and none of that, but we want to give y'all some nice things. Sometimes it's good to get a gift. How can we always,
you know what? And then I'm the type of person, you know what I mean? I'm open. Everybody, you can call me 215-200-7554. And then I'll tell you my little case. Whereabouts, you know what I mean? Like,
how about we meet up down Roof, Chris? Everybody get dressed about 8 o'clock. We meet down
I'm
Roof, Chris. 15th in the Locust.
I'm in Brooklyn.
You in Brooklyn?
Me and I'm always dressed. I'm always
dressed. Oh, we always dressed.
Let me shout out Mina. What's up, Mina?
Oh, what's up? What is that?
That's truth teller.
This Big Money Wells.
I'm truth teller. Hey, man.
What are you doing?
What's up? You know, I'm the little quiet one. Normally, you know I'm the rowdy one.
Big
know?
Money Wells. I mean it. Say hi to Big Money Wells,
hey,
too.
Hey, it's
cool to be quiet. It's a time and a place and everything.
No,
it's
that's the truth teller. That's the quiet
around.
One. Oh, yeah, exactly. But it's cool. It's cool. You know what I mean? We all having fun.
Well, this was big
we
money going to.
Big money,
I can't give you
I
my number on the air, but I would love y'all number.
I give out my number.
Everybody will be trying to get a check, and I don't mind giving them out. But
you
I,
can give, but you can give out my number to
my
them,
number.
But you know I'm not giving out my number
I'll,
over
I'll,
air.
I need some numbers. I need to contact y'all because I want y'all
number.
To have some gifts.
Call my number because I always got shit for sale. My next event is January.
Okay, what's your number now? Give me your number now.
215-200-7554. I'm hosting the New Era Hip Hop Showcase.
I'm calling you right now.
Call me now.
Call me
on my
CO
voice. I got
it. Honest. Yes. Text my number too. Text my number. I don't want it over the radio.
What number did I just call? What's the name?
267.
Onyx.
Onyx.
Can you give my number to whoever else wants it up there? And what I would like to do is part of Green Dollars, we're going to get together and we're going to do some little things, we're going to get you some gifts, we're going to take you out to dinner, we're going to treat you all right, we're going to treat you all right for a long time. Anybody that make money with Green Dollar and do things with Green Dollar, they make money with Green Dollar. We put everybody on. I'm going to bring my main man back, my brother T. Butter, back to talk to y'all, all right? This big money and that's bigger money. All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Bigger money. Yeah, I like that.
Did I coach your boy joint fire?
Yes.
Did I coach your boy joint baby?
I didn't get it. He didn't send me in.
Bring it to Culture Boy.
Hey, are we
back?
I want money.
Yeah.
No, that's Dan Vegas.
I know you got it.
I got Dan Vegas.
Okay, what I need you to do now, if you don't have the Culture Boy record, we're going to send it back to you because we need to get that going. But I need you to definitely need you to play my man's record from out Detroit.
That was Iron Man. I played it, didn't I?
Get her the record ASAP, man, so she can play it. She needs to play the record.
That's what I do. And then, like I said, I don't have the song from Culture Boy. What's the name of it? We showing up on Philly Shine Radio.
All about that. All about my money.
Okay, every day. Maybe Niche ready now. Niche. We chilling. We ladies show love. You know what I mean? It's a movement. Niche. Fuck. You ready this time?
Niche fuck.
Niche fuck.
Niche fuck.
What's good? All right.
I'm niche fuck.
Right there.
Hey.
Yo.
Fire.
Yes, Tommy.
Hey, fire. Until you get all that together, you got that We Get Money record lined up?
Let me see if I can find it. That's going in.
Yo, Niche.
Yo.
Don't
talk over them. Hold on, ladies. We getting money. We got a lot of money.
Okay. Well, let's get money.
We got. I got you. Wait a minute. You got the song? Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Mine is all discombobulated. I don't understand it either. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Blog Talk, they call me. They send me texts. They send me emails and stuff like that. But
right now,
I'm irked. Who the fuck? I got Me Getting Money. I mean, My Way. Why
okay.
Vibing
over here.
Yeah, we played that. But you know what? We're gonna do a little double play. Because, you know what I'm saying, the music.
Do you have anything? Wait a minute, Tommy.
I got you, Tommy. We're going to check in. We're going to play a little music, and I'm going to click over, make sure I get all the music straight. I know how we doing on Philly Shine.
Okay.
Thank you for everybody calling in, you know what I'm saying. We showing love and we showing off.
Okay. Ain't nowhere to go. I'm out of my brain. 500 drop, twisting all lanes. I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
in the drops that'll kill niggas. Let's be real, nigga. You ain't holding no dough. I live the life that a nigga ain't seen before. Rosé out the bottle like every night. Kinda hard to turn it off, it's just a part of my life. Put the drinks in the air, toast to the good life. Tomorrow ain't promised, so I'm living for right now. Put 80 in the safe just to hold my wife down. No brake lights, the way I'm living my life now. If it ain't about money, then you with the wrong crowd. Dude talking loud, that's a fight for jail.
Ain't nowhere to go, I'm out of my brain. 500 drive, switching all lanes.
To the hill as you riding with me. My pocket's never empty, I'm on overload. City lights bright, ice in a Gucci robe. Feeling like a pimp, watch my money stack. Hit the club, blow it off tomorrow, get it back. I'ma take it back, in the old school. 7-2 with the white wall, suede roof. Family living proof, that if you dream big, everything in your way, you gotta do it big. Ain't no way I'll let a nigga stop me. Eyes on the prize and I'm feeling like
ain't no way to go.
Chance to get in King Magazine, Double XL,
all the magazines. Shout out to my man DC that's in New York right now. Shout out to my man Success that's in New York right now. Shout out to my man Mike Chet that's up Penn State listening. They created the website, him and his boy, Eddie S. Crazy Eddie. I mean, shout out to my cousin Dawn, who's pissed off at me right now because we're in the crib and we're super loud. But, you know, it's all good, man. Money talks and bullshit runs the marathon.
Money talks, bullshit walks. And I'm going to play some music, you know what I mean, introduce everybody to, you know, one of the Philly Time regulars, hottest artist in my book. And then we're going to get back to Green Dollar Entertainment. I only do what's right, and y'all going to love it. And it's all production, and we all can fucking make money. So, you know what I mean? I have to show my love and say thank you to everybody who's joining the show. We're not done yet. We're going to go into overtime because I got an event a little later. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. it gets that way sometimes, and I feel like I got to still show love to Big C's Dunny. This has got to be one of my favorite songs, you know what I mean? I feel like it's inspiring. Where is it, Truth Teller? You see it?
Which one?
The world.
Okay, I got you. I found it.
I don't understand why my switchboard is acting fucking funny tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Well, talk. You ain't going to get cussed out that much. We just cussed you out a little bit.
Wait, blog talk ego, it'll be good.
What's up, nigga? You on the radio? If you don't want to be on the radio, don't call me right now. We're doing internet radio live talk interview and talk show.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hooky head. I'm on the same plane, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. Worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. If I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cat game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local, not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak. I'm on the same thing, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl.
Niggas stand up like they stuck in the wrong way. Every little pump will be saved like an artery.
And if you real like I'm real, then you a part of me. And if you ain't talking money, don't call me.
I feel a big dude.
With every sister party, now I just shit over niggas, please pardon me. I never judge, but the streets still order me.
Yo, Sean gon' be here till my brother say it's over. So I'ma keep guessing on complexion for the roaster. Cinnamon and cola, rims colored Nova. If we double plat, then it comes with a chauffeur. Parents hate me, middle fingers on my poster. Need a role model, take your kids to watch Oprah. I'ma make shit niggas love like some Oprah. And make a jealous dude disappear and get older. If I smoke weed, it would probably be in proofs of the guard type of shit that hangs you over. But I don't do that, I just spit till I'm coma. And write some hot shit like I think from my colon. Should've been Damien, the boy is so omen. Tracks go to hell every time that I'm flowing. Cash stays going, but I ain't never left. I'm the shit day one, motherfucker, catch your breath.
Niggas stand up like they stuck in the water. Every little punk will be saved like an artery. And if you real like I'm real, then you a part of me. And if you ain't talking money, don't call me.
I feel a big dude.
And every sister party, now I just shit over niggas, please pardon me. I never judge, but the streets still order me.
Cats say I changed up styles like new draws. Niggas want attention on themselves like blue balls. Here's a crew, dog. I ain't just new, dog. I ain't get hot overnight, that's the truth, dog. In the booth, y'all, I'm settled till I'm loose, dog. Full of B12 like I came before proof, dog. I've seen them snooze off, top niggas move off. Took his one shelf, better stick, cause these dudes lost. I guess the new boss, ignorant is dudes off. The lights is on me, but I still got a few off. They say a screw law, maybe from the coop, dog. Vega got sense like a Jew owning Blue Cross. Here's the new dog, fucking we abuse y'all. CBS me, every bar is a poop, dog. I spit it hard like I never had a tooth, dog. And blow brains over tracks like they roof, dog.
Niggas stand up like they stuck in the water. Every little pump will be saved like an artery. And if you real like I'm real, then you a part of me. And if you ain't talking money, don't call me.
I feel a big dude.
And every sister party, now I just shit over niggas, please pardon me. I never judge, but you see still order me. And never budge, cause you niggas don't bother me.
Still tripping on my first two verses, so I'ma bring it back like my first two verses. Picture your boy in all black with no hearses. Fans hanging low, loose, neat, looking worthless. Never stole purses, the kid had purpose. Nice with his hand game, his words was all purpose. Poor little bastard, his life was so perfect. But then came crack and everything lost purpose. Started making green, so his pockets like the earth is. Did a cool 10, taking bodies off the surface. Got a new style, lost the name he was worth with. Call him Sean Vega, S. Dot, it's the surface. Walk the rough land, found skillin', now it's curtain. Niggas wanna play cut throat, I'm a surgeon. Stack any deck, got truck, so I'm splurging. The flight is on me and Ben Laden couldn't hurt him.
Niggas stand up like they stuck in the water. Every little pump will be saved like an artery. And if you real like I'm real, then you a part of me. And if you ain't talking money, don't call me.
I feel a big dude.
And every sister party, now I just shit over niggas, please pardon me. I never judge, but the streets still order me. I never budge, cause you niggas don't bother me. Niggas stand up like they stuck in the water. Every little pump will be saved like an artery. And if you real like I'm real, then you a part of me. And if you ain't talking money, don't call me.
I feel a big dude.
And every sister party, now I just shit over niggas, please pardon me. I never judge, but
this
the streets still order me.
You know how you like that song, you just stay by me and fucking hear it too? That shit was hot, you know what I mean? Definitely on the back of big Dunny track, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dunny doing this thing. Don't bother
me. What up, Dunny? What up, Dunny?
That was crazy. I love Green Dollar Mafia. And not because I'm starting to drink and I'm feeling loose and more like, you know. But because I'm having fun, you know what I'm saying? Philly Shine Radio. We're going to have the new office coming soon, too. So we're going to do the interviews, bring everybody through, shooting video and stuff like that.
coming
wow.
to.
Wow, how come I'm just now finding out about the new office? I feel some type
Because I was busy. I've been so busy. Mina, no, but Mina hung up. Shout out to Niche Buck still in the building with us. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
What up, Niche Buck?
Mm-hmm. Or to the easy in the building.
You already.
Hey, yo, can we get back to a little business for a little while?
Let's talk business, because the show, we showing off, you know what I'm saying? Business.
Right. I just want, first of all, what I want to do on the road, I want you to be a part of, and this is actually a big thing, I want you to be a part of helping, you know, break some of these artists, because you're really doing a great job. I mean, you done talked to people from all around the world, and like, this guy could never even get his record played in Norway, and you play his record today, like, that, he feels good. He's calling me on the other line. He feels like he's accomplished a lot. So what you're doing is big, and I just want to let you know that I'm willing to help out any way, shape, form, or fashion. And I have an online radio that I want to create, online radio show that I want to create, and I want you guys to be a part of it.
I'm so with it, because that's exactly, like, I actually started off co-hosting World Famous Radio, and then I took on Philly Shine Radio on my own, and then we're all about advancing. I was fucking with some net-ass person for a while trying to advance, but it went sour. But like I said, we're working all together. It's like five of us hosting and doing our thing real big, and it's all about advancement. So, yes, we're ready for the next step, and that's what it's all about, artists. Like, when you have opportunities, you go for it, you know what I'm saying, regardless. People be on nut ass shit. But we talking about real rap. Y'all know I don't pull no punches. I'm a professional, but you know, I'm home. So we all having some fun tonight. And Tommy, I gotta say, right now I felt so happy to have you as my guest tonight. And being able to hear your music, being a fan too. And then you, everybody who you're affiliated with, I'm loving their music as well. And then, like I said, I'm sharing it, and we were all listening tonight. Everybody's still listening. Lines are full. Farm guys.
You know what? It's, like, overwhelming, because it's, like, so much love tonight. Like, yeah. Really.
So much love. It's more love. It's more love than all.
Can I tell you some? Can I tell you some real fly shit, though?
I love fly shit.
Some real fly shit. This is the flyest interview I had, because it's about the music. It's not about how much cocaine I sold. It's not about how many bitches I fucked. It's not about when I went to jail. It's not about who did this and who did that. This is about the music, sweetheart, and this is what separates you from a fake ass person.
We'll get back to the show in a few minutes. No technical difficulties. I'm back, though. You know what I mean? Shout out. I'm inspired. We're back. And what a time for the show to cut us off when he's saying such nice things about your girl. Like, gosh.
Like,
isn't
it? Like, really, like, I'm just so upset that it cut it off.
Like, yeah, like, just at that moment, though, I'm about to get my special guest back up on the line because he's saying nice things.
Wait, I got a couple words to say before you do that. Fuck you, Blog Talk, because you didn't have to do that shit, man. I was just, like, really about to start blushing and things, and all of a sudden you cut the fuck off. Fuck
well,
out of here,
I can't believe Blog Talk cut me off. It cut us off at the time when you were saying such great things about me.
No, but you don't even have to worry about that, because at the end of the day, the phenomenal shit that you're doing, like, you got women. You got women calling me from all around the country, and I want to give a shout-out to Roxanne, Hara, Hoffner, and like, she's a model. She's a model, and her Facebook page is Roxanne Hoff, Marie Hoffner. Okay, she's a model, and she's listening, and she wanted to give you love out to Woman to Woman. She said this is one of the most phenomenal interviews she's ever heard, because you're letting so much stuff go on, but you're still able to keep it in a respectable form. So you can find her on Facebook as Roxanne Marie Hoffner, and I want everybody to know what she's doing. She has a like a charity situation, and she has T-shirts and different stuff, and it's called Hope, and she gives gifts out to the homeless. She gives gifts out to the homeless, And I want to give her your number if that's okay with you, but I didn't want to just exchange numbers like that. But she gives gifts out to the homeless, and she has a clothing line called Hope. And she's a model. She's a phenomenal girl. And I also want to give a big, big shout-out to Beverly, who has a book. And I'm sorry that I don't know the actual name of the book, but it's something about gold digging, gold digging in Atlanta. And actually, no, I just want to give out a shout out to phenomenal women. Because women, and I have to be honest with the entire country right now. I never knew what a black couple, a black successful couple was. So I seen the Cosby Show, but that was television. But then when I seen Obama and Michelle and Sasha and Malia, that shit made me become more of a man to my children, to my family. So at the end of the day, yo, black people, we need to stand up. And black people, when I say black people, I mean Spanish, because y'all black too. Don't keep that going.
Yeah.
Let's get back into some music. Can we get back into a couple joints? Okay, you never talked about your topic. You said today's topic was about
if you had one wish, what would you wish? And then actually, at the end of the show, I open up everybody's mic. So at 2 a.m., you're all open. Like, we all going to just talk together.
If I had one wish, can I have two or I just have one?
You got one. It's not even – the genie's not even here. Shout out to the genie. He's in my head.
Okay, if I had honestly one wish, and this is like honestly from the bottom, I gotta have two because I'm gonna say them both. I know I'm breaking your rules, but if I had one wish,
If I had one wish and a half,
I would wish that my mother was still living to be able to see me become a man. And see me accomplish things and see her grandchildren and see her, you know, and see me go through the controversy, the ups and downs, the good and the bad. If I had one more wish, I would wish my father would be released from prison. He has life. He's been in prison since I was 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? Then would be my two wishes. And then I would go with three, and I would say to open every fucking prison cell to every guy that deserves to be out on these streets who was just trying to get
every
money
guy who deserves
and feed their family.
Now,
some people in prison who did crimes that's heinous, and we understand
that. But for every guy
that was trying to get money, every guy that was trying to feed his family, every guy that was trying to take care of his baby mom, every guy that was trying to send his child to a decent school, drive a nice car, or make his family proud of him, open them goddamn doors, y'all.
I can get real deep on how I feel about prisons and these motherfuckers, but I ain't going to even take their time and talk about these. I don't even vote. So that's how I feel about laws, cops, I go with it. Don't make me angry. But, yeah, I feel you on that because, it's crazy. I love your wish. And I sometimes be feeling like making it reality, like I'm going to go break my baby father out of jail. I wish he was out of jail. I do. I really do. I never thought I would wish anything. But even hearing what you just said, like it's just crazy how, you know what I mean, laws are so full of shit in the first place. But if a person doesn't have as much money or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever to get out.
Okay. Right. It's just weird because a lot of people don't understand, and I want to break down the difference between, because everybody kind of know my situation and they don't know my situation, but I want to break down the two differences between the federal system and the state system. If you can keep your case in the state, keep it in the state. All that tough guy shit trying to fight, keep it in the state, because when you go into the feds, it's a totally different system, and a lot of people complain about the guys that snitching and the guys that do this. Back in the day, there was a code of honor. If one of your guys got locked up, they took care of your family on the streets, and they took care of the guy that was in jail. That was like the code of honor. At this time of day, a lot of these young guys don't know the code. So a lot of guys go to jail, and they don't understand that, yo, if I go to jail and I'm trying to make sure that we're cool when I'm in jail, make sure my family's cool. So if you're going to be on the streets and you're going to be getting money, which is what niggas is always going to do, what young men is always going to do, make sure that you understand if one of your soldiers fall, take care of their family. Give his daughter $10 or $50 or $100 because that means a lot to them. And because mm-hmm. I've been through it. And the one thing I want to tell everybody about my album that comes out on the November 19th is that it's a book and it's an album in one. And I explain my book, and if I could say a little, can I say an insert to my book if you don't mind?
Go right on ahead. This is overtime. Okay. This is OT.
My book starts out like this. As far back as I can remember, I was always told snitching was unacceptable. Anything that had to do with telling was against what real niggas do. If you got caught by the law, you took the rap. Even if you were innocent, you still took the rap. We call that one for the team. But doing so, you were awarded with something that was sort of like a badge of honor. While these people just respected the stand up guy who, by the way, kept their mouth shut. Now, for keeping your mouth shut, if you had to go to jail, your team, your boys, your squad, or whoever looked out while you were inside, letters, pictures, commissary, et cetera. But most importantly, they took care of your family on the outside. They were. There were street codes, there were snitches, there were laws, death before dishonor. There were rules. Snitches testifying was just one rule you didn't break. Today, there's no more rules, there's no more loyalty or respect for the game anymore. So ask a question in the world where anything goes, is snitching still a rule you don't break? What does the criminal liar, whore, manipulator draw the line? Does the game stop when you get popped by the law? Or do you do what you got to do to get back to your hustle? Bottom line, snitching is forbidden in a world where right is right and wrong is wrong. Let us go into a world where there is no right or no wrong, where everything goes. Welcome to 2011.
Shut the fuck up. See, want some real shit? Some real shit? I say that all the time because on some real shit, listen, I say in life, the way to go is CYA, cover your ass. Because at the end of the day, if somebody's going to fuck you over, I'm the type of person where I'm not even going to get into any situation where you could tell on me or whatever, because I rock out with my cock out in your mouth. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And that's just how I am. So talk about it all you want, and then I just keep it moving. But he's saying something. What you're saying is so real. It's so real. It's so real. It's crazy. Because a motherfucker will really rob you from your child's money. You know what I mean? It will rob you of your freedom. Fuck you. I'm inspired. How y'all doing? Good night.
You deserve the
story. I love that insert. And when we gonna get the book?
The book is coming out after the album. First, we're gonna drop a few albums. And we're gonna drop a few like, I swear to God, on everything I love, these fucking Jewish motherfuckers are on my back to give them projects. You know what I'm saying? They're on my back to give them projects. So what I'm trying to do now is the first thing I wanted to do was to come back home, and I wanted can I keep it real with y'all? Because y'all listening?
Yeah, we're listening.
What I wanted to do was I wanted to get with Beanie Siegel. I wanted to get with PV Crack. I wanted to get with Old Skin on Sparks. I wanted to get with all these niggas and say, look, I got $750,000 from these motherfuckers. We could take that money and put out the right projects. But instead of them saying, okay, let's get money, they were so caught up in the situations of the street that they thought, oh, yo, he's snitching, yo, he did this,
yeah.
He did that. And it got to the point where as though I had to become a man and say, you know what? I'm listening.
You know, you said you was gonna say, you know what? Because I was gonna,
no, I had to come to the point to be a man and say, now you're just disrespecting me. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all all know me. Y'all all know what I'm about. A man went on YouTube and explained what he did in front of the world, and nobody talks about that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just kind of make it seem like, oh, Tommy did this, Tommy did that.
But you know what, everybody, and then at the same time, you can say that he did this and he did that, I did this, I did that, and that's wasting time. And that's why even on the show tonight, you know what I mean, I was just focused on the fact that
that's why I love
everybody
you.
Are working,
you.
You know
like,
what I mean?
You're like my Oprah.
And then I feel like at the same time, even me, it's a crazy, dangerous game because
I mingle with everybody. Fuck it. You know what I mean? But you know who I'm doing business with. You know who I'm making money with, who want to make money with me, and I just keep it moving because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Most people are not going to work hard, and it's not about bullshit. It's about what are you doing. You know what I mean? Like, we go win.
I want to play some more music. We want some fun.
I got a question, though, right? So why are they worried about what you're doing?
Are we on the air? Are we on the air? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're on the air right now. But you can only hear the show if you once you download. If you're not listening, if you haven't called then,
right.
If you're not one of the callers who's listening right now, you cannot hear the show. This is overtime. Like, we're in overtime.
Oh,
so,
okay, cool.
You know,
so you
overtime is going on right now. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You can't listen online no more. You can only listen once you go back and download. So this is just extra show. Like, everybody's listening live. Yes.
Okay.
Like, nobody else can call and nobody else can do anything. But we were just,
right.
I'm going to probably just close out the show and play the track that we had in first, you know what I mean, which I thought was, like, really crazy, and it was your introduction. But then I did want to encore, Dear God. I don't know, like, oh, man, encore.
You know what, baby, but, do what you feel. I mean, at the end of the day, you're the boss, so you have to do what you feel. And I just wanted to, first of all, before we close this show out, I want to thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. But you know what? Wait a minute. Before we even close the show, I wanted to say, like, even with Philly, like, we're tough. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like at the end of the day, people can be able to grow. And how do you feel about everybody's image of you right now? And do you think that everybody can grow from it?
You know what, though, sweetheart? I like it, though, because it's like the niggas who doing negative shit, they don't come to me with negative things. The niggas who doing positive things, them the guys are coming to me. Like, I kind of like it. It's like a gift and a curse because guess what, though? I'm not going back to the feds. I've been there. And the feds know I'm flying straight. See, a lot of guys want to be on the street. I don't. I lost my mom on the street. Lost my father on the street. So a lot of these rappers are acting. They keep thinking, now I'm not going to say a lot of the rappers, but most of our Philly rappers here at home think that it's cool to be a street guy, and they got the story twisted. They believe that since I'm a rapper and I say I got guns and I say I'll kill you or I say I got a Bentley, they think that's being gangster. That's really not. That's not gangster shit. You're being an artist and you're playing wrestling. That's acting. It's real people on the street. Like, you have guys who go on the internet and say, oh, yo, this nigga's this. I'm a gangster. I'm going to do this. Dude, you're going to go to jail. You can't get on the internet and talk that kind of stuff. That's stupid.
You can't. And then I just feel like I've never, as a woman, even been turned on by drug money and all this and that because once I found out that even if you have or you buy a key that's, however many thousands of dollars, you know what I mean?
Hey, baby, can I say something to you about a key?
Wait a minute, I want to say something about a key. I want to say something. Like, however many thousands of dollars you spend on this key, the only max that you could make off of that one key is $100,000. Like, I understand, like, people who made money, but, like, that risk is not worth it. Like, you could put your money into things where you could keep making money. And if you're into that shit, cut it the fuck out because it's real money to be made and not so much as money that cats and that's it. Like, fuck out of here. I wish I would. Like,
can I tell you something about, can we go back into the kilo thing?
Of course.
Go ahead.
Sweetie, we used to get 1,000 kilos. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, I understand.
No, I'm telling you how real life is. You know what I'm saying? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here.
We used to get 1,000 of them, and we used to give 100 to this person, 50 to this person, 70 to this person, 20 to this person. When I went to jail, I had a mill something on the street. Nobody gave a fuck about me. You know, they took that money, and you know what's a weird thing? Ram Squad was a squad. It wasn't just Tommy or, like, Nelly. It was a squad. It's like niggas got Ram Squad tattooed on their bodies, okay? So when the trouble came, everybody pretended like, oh,
No, that was Tommy's idea. Oh, that was Tommy's thing. It's like, yo, how could you ever disrespect Rand? Like, you could say, okay, Tommy's this and Tommy's that, but you can't ever say Ram Squad is this because Ram Squad represents Richard Allen Mob 1. We named ourselves after the Richard Allen guys that came before us, probably your father, probably people you know from Richard Allen that was older than us. So you never allowed to disrespect them. You could disrespect Bucky and say Bucky snitched on JBM, but you can never say JBM was Rats because JBM wasn't Rats. So the problem what's going on now is nobody just, they're not respecting the simple fact of how life is. They're not respecting the simple fact of people's movements. So what we have to do now, and what I wanted to do with my life was dedicate my life to make sure that young guys that come after me and young women that come after me don't have to even be put in the shoes to go to jail or make the choice.
Because it's not, because at the end of the day, because 1,000 keys or one key, I feel like it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like, we could benefit way better. And then I feel like even Philly has grown from it because, I mean, whatever you want to say, a lot of the neighborhoods have been restructured and pushed out and now everybody on other drugs, right? But, yeah, drugs is a constant. But motherfuckers is not all into them because I feel like it's just no win, like, just playing yourself. Like, really playing yourself. I really feel like it's, like, crazy because, like, why I hate cops. I would never want to talk to a cop ever. Like, I really would never want to talk to a cop. I have no reason to
See, that's a statement you saying that makes a lot of sense. But guess what? When somebody's hurt one of our families, the cops are the first people you call. It's weird. You know
what I'm saying? Not I mean,
no, I understand what you're saying. But you're a female, so somebody breaking into your house, the first person you're calling, you ain't calling your boyfriend.
I mean, I'm a blank.
Hey, listen, sweetie, it's been a blessing. Blessing. Like, when we hang up this phone, like, you could call any one of us for anything. I have to get on a plane early in the morning, and I have to go. So big up to everything you're doing, everything you're trying to do, and whenever you're in Atlanta, we're going to pick you up from the airport, take you to the biggest hotel, make sure you eat at the finest restaurants, and you're going to get treated like a queen.
Appreciate it. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. Thank you for the offer.
And your girlfriend. She's just a silent killer.
I got a bunch of them.
Silent killer.
No, I was
talking over there.
You know what? That's my boo, my OO, baby. Shout out to you, Truth Teller. You was great. But yeah, thank you, Tommy. We're going to get into more, you know what I'm saying? More things to come, part two. And like he said, we're going to all keep working. I'm sorry, all
hey, listen, one more thing before I go. Y'all got Wells' number, so call him for all y'all stuff because we're going to get y'all some stuff, all right?
All right, bet. That's what's up. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Get money or get lost.
Much love. What a great interview. Like, I really appreciate tonight. You know what I'm saying? We had some fun. We had some crazy times. You know what I mean? We had some times where my girl thought that I was a little too crazy, but it's cool. Now I'm going to relax. You know what I'm saying? We can't even really play any music. You know how overtime gets. But thank you for everybody who's listening in right now and everybody who's checking out Philly Shine Radio. Like I said, January 16th, New Era Hip Hop Music Showcase. I'm hosting 69th Street Lounge. Come through. Call me. Get your tickets. Call me. You know what I mean? At your own risk. We having fun.
Okay. I want to say this too, right? Thank y'all so much for supporting Philly Shine Radio. We are trying to
Thank you. We're going to have, you know what, and then definitely, like I said, a new office and more organization and more levels, like beyond everything else. You know what I mean? I feel like we can have 1 million, kabillion outlets. Like if I could
Shout out to UE Radio. Shout out to Official Street Radio. Shout out to Philadelphia Radio. Shout out to my boys at The Big Show. Shout out to The Big and Cheese Show. You know what I'm saying? I just shouted you out of my my track I did, The Roman's Revenge. You know what I'm saying? You got caught, Big and Cheese. Like, they do the trial time. We all connected. Persia's World. And shout out to my boy, Southern Muscle Radio. Of course you're heavy. All the DJs doing their thing. Dirty Basement, DJ Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And we're going to just keep it moving. Right from Homo. I shouted you out tonight because, like I said, we do big things. You know what I mean? I pass it off. Yes, baby.
Check it out, right? I might even come out with my show. You know that show you talk about drama, drama, drama.
Yes, because you are a drama. This girl be having drama with underage people, so what the fuck? You could get locked up. I'm not even going to come visit you. I got the bail money. I'm not visiting you if you get locked up. I got bail money, though. I got all the bail money.
Little whore was talking trash about my little cousin, and all she do is always talk trash about my little cousin on her Facebook status. I don't like the old man.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. I got your bail money. I'm not coming to visit you, Inja. But I got your bell, man. I will bail you out.